All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, don't look now, but the Washington Nationals are on fire. Now, on May 23rd, the Nationals were 19-31. Now they are 73-57. And after sweeping the Chicago Cubs this past weekend, Washington has a four-game cushion over the Cubs for the top wildcard spot in the National League. And the Nats are also hanging around in the NL East race as they are only six games behind the first place Atlanta Braves. Now, at one point, the epitaph of Nats manager Dave Martinez was being written. But now you're looking at a guy who is a candidate for the NL Manager of the Year, as he is really just pushing all the right buttons right now with this club. Remember, people expected Washington to take a step back after they lost outfielder Bryce Harper in free agency to the Philadelphia Phillies. But you look at Anthony Rendon, who is having a career year, while outfielder Juan Soto is building off of his strong rookie campaign. We are seeing the best season of Steven Strasburg's MLB career. Max Scherzer, he's dealt with injuries, but he is still one of the better pitchers in the game. And because of that, you have to like Washington's chances coming down the stretch here. Now, 4 years ago, we saw Washington go to Citi Field for a late summer series with the New York Mets, and they got swept. And of course, the Mets built off of that momentum in order to win the NL East, while Washington failed to make the playoffs altogether. This time around, Washington lost both games to the Mets as the Mets were able to come back, but they found a way to win Sunday finale. And ever since then, they've been on a roll as they've basically just ran roughshod through the National League Central. They swept the Cincinnati Reds. They took 2 out of 3 from the Milwaukee Brewers. They took 3 out of 4 from the Pittsburgh Pirates. And then, of course, this past weekend, they swept the Cubs. And you look at their remaining schedule, I really, and I mean really, like their chances. 2 games at home this week versus the Baltimore Orioles, followed by 3 at home versus the Miami Marlins. They then welcome the Mets to town for a 3-game series. And if they're playing their cards right, they could really push the Mets out of contention in the National League wildcard race altogether. It will get a little tougher after that. 4 on the road versus the Atlanta Braves, followed by 3 on the road versus the first place Minnesota Twins in the American League Central. They then come back for 2 at home versus the Braves, and after that, 3 at home versus the St. Louis Cardinals, which is followed by 3 versus the Miami Marlins, a rare 5-game set at home versus the Philadelphia Phillies, and then they finish at home versus the Cleveland Indians. I really like their chances for the playoffs because if you look at this thing, they have a 4-game lead over the Cubs. They have a 5.5 game. Pardon me. Their lead is 6.5 games over the Philadelphia Phillies. And it's a situation with the Phillies and the Mets. They're going to face each other and they still each have to deal with the Braves. Then you look at the Brewers, Cubs, and Cardinals. Those central teams are going to continue to beat up on each other. So as long as Washington handles their business, and at this point of the game, if they can go 17-15 the rest of the way, I really like their chances to get to the postseason. Now, how dangerous could they be when they get there? We'll have to wait and see. But the bottom line is, I definitely like their chances to get to October, and I think it would be a shot in the arm for this organization and just a little bit more egg on the face of Bryce Harper, who left this club to go to Philadelphia. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still Contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.